And simply enough, our virtuous example is by whom doesn't seek fame but self-examination. And despite our noble aspiration, mean people can still hear it if it is not fully pursued. And paradoxically, if we reach our goal, we are only halfway, as the goal itself needs cleansing. And any intellect gives its best when it's most actively involved in life. And in the periphery only tradition works, while in the center only transgression, and we ought to reverse the trend. And the issue is not luxury per se, but it's worldwide mass distribution. And the only thing we can learn from society that nature doesn't really teach us is to compete and destroy one another. And the self is confined in a box that is interconnected with all other boxes, but not with the real surrounding. And we always ought to see our natural burdens as vehicles to enhance our freedom. And it is only through a subtle suffering that we can feel enough to understand our humanity. And we can be assured that the true meaning of our existence can only be captured in extreme circumstances of total rupture from any kind of establishment. And it is the social isolation of talent last to make it commit suicide. And if we want to make history, we ought to make it day by day as it happened, without going any further back. And the confrontation is needed also with the most stubborn ignorance to remind us of our most basic principles. And the more we know what our operation should consist of, the less of our energies should go to waste. And establishments dictate ethics when they can no longer dictate financially. And by dissuading people to join traditional system of belief, we incite them to embrace new and even more dangerous ones. And those who gain capital will anyway need to break through their increasingly lazy state with those who are able to invest it. And we have to understand that it is not more or less we have to aim for, but the right amount. And for our free mind, free spaces, we ought to aim for. And introversion can also be a way not to be constantly confronted with the others. And it is a lust out of our exposure into being spiritual that we gain all the necessary insights into human nature. And even if they do not manage to block us, conservatives do manage to make our creative process more conservative. And only by experiencing history we can understand that how it can be deeply affected by an animal-like human nature. And so much turbulence is generated to reach a state of stability that to survive needs new turbulence. And what we learn at school can be more correct, yet the only thing that can become a part of our nature is what we learn in the real world. And we don't get in love with a specific place, but with its sublime manifestation of all the natural elements. And slavery is only a subtle psychological burial that only a strong will for freedom can break. Better to reinforce our method than a final product that without method cannot be easily reproduced. And where our heart is mostly fulfilled, our brain ought to insist finding a path through it. And how can we transmit the joy for life but by dedicating our life to ritualistically celebrating it? And if a good place gets connected with a bad place, better move to the latter as the former will become worst. Not only a dictator falls when he believes himself immortal, but also all the mortals he dictates. And our failure comes in neglecting the fact that we live in a constant cycle of extreme oppositions. And there is no need for recognition, but for the time and space to bring the spiritual into the physical. And ironically, society shouldn't teach us nature, but should oppress us so that we turn to nature. And we become indeed equal when we're forced to pasture within the same socially governed ground. And the generalized representation projected back on us deprives reality of all the nuances that so much enriches us. And in the first place, it is practice that ought to be brought to theory, as theory brought to practice is always degenerative. And we set ourselves in the forefront to accuse an evil that, if it exists, it only wants us to polarize ourselves in these debates. And so frequent is the disorder that has to be caused to maintain the social order. And no matter how sophisticated the machine state is, it will always have to cut out the diversity within diversity and their natural evolution. The more personal rules, the more living poetry, the more governmental rules, the more dead poetry. And we ought to remember that the pulp in itself, along with the seed, is necessary for our regeneration. And in order to be fully sustainable, we ought to keep on cultivating our authenticity. And any original technique is developed as a twisting breakthrough from the rigid technical development. And the more our creation determines our life, the more it is itself alive. And only through renunciation, even in the misery caused by others, we will rejoice. And we simply cannot judge the level of virtue in display, as the level of vice is always hidden. A subtle yet constant fatigue makes up the matrix of our strength. And content emerging from life itself will always find its opposition in a conservative tradition that we can now label as death. And in time of algorithmic reproduction, it becomes even more impossible to recognize the full scale of our human craftsmanship. And conceiving the creature of our introversion makes us necessarily extrovert, yet we will soon find the need of becoming introvert again. And it is not how we have died, nor how we have lived, but how we will be able to generate new life cycles. While poetics acknowledge the passage of time, greediness wants to alter it. And getting an ugly response in our attempt to beautify the world, we retreat to beautify the world within us. And we ought to acknowledge that the best educational ground is a manually cultivated nature. And whether natural or artificial, we should never be numbed by the environment, but always use it to understand our humanity. And let's focus thinking that all one is enough to be in love with. And any spiritual outcome in the end will be based on all its receptions, even from early on.